Somebody say, praise the Lord. Keep praying. Hallelujah. You can turn it up just a little bit more, Chris. We'll keep playing. In Mark chapter 6, verse 1, it says this. And he went out from hence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from hence hath this man these things, and what wisdom is given, and what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is this not the carpenter's son? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joses? And Judah and Simon, are not his sisters here among us? And they were offended at him. Why don't you stop right there? Thank you, Sister Crystal. Everybody say, they were offended at him. His flesh offended them. Some say tripped. Say trip. So many times we develop offenses, and we don't understand what offenses are. You know, we think that offense always manifests itself. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is there somebody out there? Hallelujah. We're teaching the word. This is just bathroom break. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's tight. Amen. And we think that always that offense is manifested in a negative attitude, strife, dissension. Amen. But before that stuff even comes about, it comes because you're already offended. There are certain people that get offended over everything, and we don't understand where this offense comes from. And I always tell people, listen, before the thing even happened, they were offended. Some people are an offense waiting for an opportunity to manifest. Let me say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And many times, people become offended. And you know what? Getting tripped, offense means you just get stuck and you fall and you can't go any further. There are certain people in their spiritual walk, they just fall, and they think that they just fall. They don't understand it. They're offended. When you get to the point to where your spiritual growth is hindered and you're not going to the next level where God wants you to go, guess what you are? You're offended. There are a lot of people that won't get baptized in the Holy Ghost. And they don't understand what God calls it. You know what God calls it? God calls it offense. There are certain things, that's not for me right now. I'm not going to hang with that. I can't deal with that. And we think that just because we're not mad about it or we're not griping about it, that we're not offended. Holy Spirit is telling me tonight that God's trying to get people to go to the next level. But they won't go to the next level. They won't go to the next step. They don't know that they're offended. I'm going to say offense. And how did they get offended? They said, hey, isn't this him? Isn't this Mary's son? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't his brothers and everybody right here say, oh, I know you, ain't nothing? So say familiarity. Say familiarity. Will always. So you got to learn that familiarity, right after familiarity comes offense. You'll stop. And you'll miss the word of the Holy Ghost. You'll miss the grace of God. If you get familiar with the word, if you get familiar with worship, you get familiar. Somebody say familiar. And these people got familiar. They just hung, and they were offended at him. And Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and among his own house. And somebody say, he that could there do. Say, could there do.
He could there do.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Look at somebody and say, are you somebody that God can't do anything with or for? There are individuals and there are situations. God can do anything. But I tell you what, when you get familiar, he can't do anything for you. Somebody say, he that could there do no mighty work. Look at somebody and say, God wants to do a mighty work. Say it one more time.
He wants to do a mighty work.
How does God get a mighty work done? Simply by people saying yes. But we so quick, you know, we can't even get sensitive to the Holy Ghost to sit back just a little bit and try to hear what the Spirit has to say. Somebody say quick. We get so stuck in our rut. We get so religious. We get so out there. Everybody say growth. I read a little slogan. And the slogan says, while we're green, you know what? Before we're ripe, we're just green. Things get real green. And right after we get ripe, what's the next step after ripe?
Rotten.
There's some people that are so ripe. When you're ripe, you ain't nothing but rotten. Nothing to do but rot. Somebody say amen. Amen. Next step after ripe, after somebody said, I got there, I got it all together, I know it all. That person is nothing but ready to mold away. The next step after the know-it-all spirit is rot and decay. Amen. But you find somebody that's still young, still green. Somebody say, I haven't even begun to blossom yet. I haven't even pushed off my first little petal there. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God's looking for people that are green. Somebody say green.
Green.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We can develop within ourselves. Somebody say offense. And he could there do no mighty work, but say, he said, but save, lay his hand upon a few sick folk and heal them. Some say just a few.
Just a few.
Why? And he marveled because of their, somebody say he marveled. Because
of their
unbelief.
Unbelief.
Say unbelief again.
Unbelief.
Now you know lack of faith and unbelief are two different things. Did you know that? Unbelief is a lot worse than just not having faith.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, but unbelief is great defiance against God. You choose. It's a choice.
Amen.
It's a choice not to obey the will of God or the word of God in your life. And when God gets people out there that choose, somebody say choose.
Choose.
Not to believe. And you know what God doesn't say, I believe you. No, that's not how it works with God. God said, if you believe me, then you'll do exactly what I tell you to do.
Amen.
Then you do something about it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you believe that God was ready to do something for you, you wouldn't just sit there saying where you were. You would have acted on it. Somebody say faith.
Without works
is what? Dead.
Amen.
He could there do no mighty work. Because of their great unbelief. And you know what? It's the children that God wants. His children wants them to obey him with all of their heart, with all of their soul, with all of their mind. Jesus said, listen, if you love me, then you'll keep my commandments. And we know we've been delivered from the letter of the law. Somebody say, thank God for that.
Thank God for that.
But he's delivered us over to the Holy Ghost. So the commandment that we must keep in the New Testament in the wave of the Spirit is obeying. Somebody say obeying.
Obeying.
The leading and the prompting of the Holy Spirit, because God's trying to create something. When God tries to do something in our life, he inspires us and then we speak that inspiration out. Amen. Then all of a sudden we need to start to walk out the things which he said. He says, if you love me, somebody say love. Then keep my commandments. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he marveled. Oh, Lord, how many of you want to see a move of God?
Amen.
Or how many of you just want to go back to school again?
Mm-mm.
How many of you want to go back to school again? Mm-mm. See, there are waves of the Spirit of God. You're going to learn the waves of the Spirit of God. There are seasons and graces. Spring, summer, winter, and fall. You all know all that stuff, right? And there are times when, you know what? He just teaches the people. Then after you go through a great season of teaching, amen, then it turns around where he expects you to walk out some of those things which you've been taught. But if a grace of God comes along and God gives them the word and the people don't obey that word, what happens? They go back to the classroom. Notice that here he wanted to do a great and mighty work, and there he couldn't do no great and mighty work. So the next thing he did when he couldn't do a great thing because of unbelief, he sent them right back, and he said, look, he could there do no mighty work except heal a few sick folk. Some say just a few.
Just a few.
That's sad. And heal them. And he marveled that because of their unbelief and went about the villages teaching. How many want another wave of just supernatural teaching? How many want another wave of just supernatural teaching instead of just a wave of seeing God do great and mighty works? Then you must obey him. Everybody say mighty work.
Mighty work.
Say it again.
Mighty work.
Say it one more time.
Mighty
works. I believe that's what God's ready to do. No, I don't believe that's what he's ready to do. I know that's what he is doing. And I want to get over to mighty works. I don't want to go back to no teaching season.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. You ever met professional students, professional college students, just get up there and they learn and they never get out, never get a job,
uh-huh.
Always going to school, can't figure out what they want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there's some believers that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
Always sitting up there but never really doing anything. Because they refuse to obey the will of the Holy Ghost and put the little things which they've learned into practice. Look at somebody say, it's action.
It's action.
Time.
Time.
Say it one more time. Action.
It's action.
Time. A lack of faith hinders. Say it one more time. A lack of faith hinders a move of God. Faith without works is dead. And a lack of work of obedience hinders a move of God. Say it again. Faith pleases God. Faith also moves God. And everything God, he does by faith. Amen. And faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. But when we hear and we see the provision of God and the way of God and we don't yield to it and just simply say yes, you know what happens? We miss the mighty work. God asks you to sow work so you can reap work. God's asked you to apply yourself because God wants to do something. Amen. And you reap what you sow. And that work is a work of obedience. How many said, God, I just want you to do something. God looking at you and say, I want you to do something. He said, if you obey my word, I'll obey your prayers.
Amen.
Just as quick as you say yes, I'll say yes.
Amen.
Says that all the blessings and promises of God are yes and amen. But he could there do no great and mighty work because of their unbelief. Because the people developed a lifestyle of guessing games, cycles, and walking around in circles instead of just saying yes. So say yes to the supernatural will of God. And deep within my heart was saying on the inside, Lord, I want to obey you no matter what. Because I got up there, you know, I'm looking at some things are really happening, thank God. And I praise God for it. I know I'll be blessed one way or the other. I believe that, amen. And I was sitting up here saying, Father, by the will of God, you just sit up here praying and say, Lord, what's going on here? I don't understand all this other stuff. God said, don't you worry about it. You just say yes. I'm saying, but hold up, we're in this thing together. He said, you don't have to understand it. You just say yes anyhow. I heard two words on the inside of my heart. It's going to get me through it. Hey, what's going to get me through this next season? This next wave of the Holy Ghost? Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can't look about us. We can just look to heaven. But my heart says yes. Simply yes to your will and to your way. Well, God, there's got to be a better way. Somebody say your will and your way. We always try. We all got our way and things that we figure out stuff. Amen. Yes, simply yes. Amen. I'll do just what you say. Holy Ghost, tell me, if they just do what I say, they'll be blessed.
Amen.
If they just do what I say, I'll do a mighty work. But they don't believe it. And then I heard on the inside, I don't have to understand it. His ways are beyond our ways. You know what? When we bring God down just to our level and we process everything through us, you know what God calls that? Pride. There's one thing when I'm really rolling on something and I'm really set at what I want to do and where I want to go. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't want by any way, if I'm rolling on something, I know where I'm ready to go and what I'm ready to hit up. I'm going to hit it up and I don't want no second guessing. Well, don't you know that's the way the Holy Ghost is with us?
Amen.
When he's really ready to do something, amen, it's simple obedience.
Mm-hmm.
As you're ready to obey God, God is ready to move for you. But we can't question. Somebody say, don't question, the will of God for your life. Because God's fixing to move. I said, hey, I don't have to understand it. And I don't have to figure it out. All I have to do is simply say yes to the will of God, and I'll see a supernatural manifestation.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many ready to believe that?
Amen.
And walk in it? How many want to see a mighty work?
Amen.
Somebody say, Helen, pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Somebody say mighty work. Mighty work. Say it again. Mighty work. And he could there do no mighty work because of their unbelief. And he marveled at their unbelief. People say, I can't figure out what God's trying to do. And God can't figure out why you just won't obey him. Well, you try to figure out God. Somebody say marveling. You sit up there, well, I wonder this, I wonder that. You know, well, hold on, let me figure this out. We're just marveling and standing still. And as you're marveling about what's going on, God's marveling about what you're marveling about. You reap what you sow. Hallelujah. Some say tidal wave. Glory to God. Say it again. Say tidal wave again.
Tidal
wave. And tidal waves happen. Somebody say flesh versus spirit. The flesh, somebody say the flesh. Prophets. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's the spirit.
It's the spirit.
That gives life. Say it again. The flesh.
The flesh.
Prophets.
Prophets.
Nothing.
Nothing.
The spirit gives life. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Glory to God.
Keep praying. The Holy Ghost right where you are. Thank you, Jesus.
Say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Simply yes.
Simply yes.
Say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Simply yes.
Yes.
Decisions of disobedience are decisions of destruction. And we get so used to disobeying God and doing things our own way. There is a way which seemeth right to men, but in the end it leads only to death. Amen. And every once in a while we get to trucking. We just get so trucking our way. It even looks religious. It even looks spiritual. And we just get to going our way. We just keep going our way. And you know what? We think it's okay. You know? It's not. The voice that you hear is the voice that's meant to save you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The voice that you hear is the voice that's meant to save you. Sit down for just a second. Let me tell you something. One of the things I've learned, it's you got 10 minutes. I was out there doing some stuff my own way one time. You remember that? I was out there going just doing things my own way and thought I was it. You know, I said, hey, I ain't got to obey God. I'm going to do things my own way. They probably ain't no God anyhow. I mean, I was full of the Holy Ghost and saved and fine. Kojic Church. I mean, looked the part, act the part, sat there, didn't do nothing. All I had was Jesus. Didn't need nobody else. And you couldn't tell me I didn't have it. I was a part of the Church of God in Christ, knew every song, made every service. Amen. Sat there. And all of a sudden, I just said, wait a minute, this stuff messing up my life. You know, I was a teenager. It was my junior year. And all them Kojic people, they were them people downtown. I was in the suburbs. And, you know, suburb people didn't get full with the Holy Ghost, you know. They were Jewish and all the other stuff. They were all that other, you know. And here I'm sitting up there telling them, separate from the world. You know, when I got on this thing, they said, you couldn't have an unsaved friend. Make no fellowship with the world. If you weren't saved, baptized, Holy Ghost, don't talk to me. Glory to God. You talk to me, I'd preach, amen, and shout. Just crazy. I mean, just rolling with it, full of God. You couldn't catch me if it didn't have Savoy on the label. If it wasn't gospel, I wasn't listening to it. Because it was surely the devil. Ho-ho! Had to be Holy Ghost meeting. I didn't even want to hear Christian singers that weren't baptized in the Holy Ghost. Separated. And all of a sudden, I was just going there, and all of a sudden, I was just completely separated. And I got to the point and said, hey, wait a minute, I ain't got no friends. Can't nobody take me. Said, hey, I want to do some stuff. I'm sitting up here putting all this stuff in Jesus. Ain't nothing happening in my life. I'm boring. Ain't got no friends. I don't even got money to put in the offering. That's real bad. Forget trying to go someplace. You know, I will work. Man, everybody else get to put money in the offering. I ain't got nothing. Every time I go cling, cling. And all them Kojic people were dressed down. I couldn't dress down. I couldn't understand it. Where'd they get all that money to look like that? I was just believing God and waiting for the day I could wear one of them bad suits, you know. So when I shout with them, you know. But I couldn't shout because I didn't have the suit they had. So I had to shout around the side. I didn't have the suit on yet. Waiting for my blessing. Amen. Suffering. And you go there and they tell you, hold on just a little while longer. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Hold on. Anybody ever heard it? I was holding on, wasn't nothing coming. Amen. They say, this is the week of breakthrough. Amen. Ain't nothing break but my stuff. Amen. This is it. No, I'm serious. And I got to the point, you know, and I can remember service. You think, I know what y'all talking about. Sometimes you go there and it looks like somebody talking right to you. You ever had that where somebody just looked like they're talking right to you? Been in your business? I was sitting up there one night, sitting on the little boy, just sitting up there. I mean, it had to be a devil because I was a good boy, you know? I was not rebellious to the slightest bit, you know? I'm just crazy for God. I just got tired of it. And I just sat up there and they were preaching. I said, yeah, right. You ever had that? He said, you're going to go straight to hell. And I said, well, I'm just going to have to go, you know, to myself. You know, he preaching. He said, you go straight. I mean, just preaching right at you, you know? And I said, well, he said, you're going to go straight to hell. I said, at least my friends will be there because I'm going to get me some friends. And I was saying that to myself. And he said, don't think your friend's going to be there. Because when they're there, you know, because they're not going to be friends then. There's nothing but enemy. And he just went on preaching. I said, I'm going to get out of here. I said, as soon as it starts, I'm going to run out of here because I know exactly what's going to happen. That conviction is going to come. And I went and I waited and I said, I'm going to get up and go to the bathroom real quick. And I got up out of my seat, tried it. And I was, y'all know there was a time that I was really shy. I was somewhat shy in church. I was a quiet, you know, I was somewhat shy in church. And, you know, and I never wanted to make a scene, never wanted to do anything. And I just wanted to slip out the door and never go back in that place again. Tired of them shouting people and all that day. You know, this is just it. You ever just made up your mind that was it? And so I got to get up out of my seat and got to walk from the door. And I got about two steps and every step, and I just went plop on the floor. And I wasn't in the spirit. But I couldn't get up off the floor. And when I tried to get up, I could only crawl forward. And the only way I could get up off that floor is to crawl all the way to the front of the altar. Some say humbly. Crawled all, couldn't go to the front. I could only crawl to the front of the altar into the service. It wasn't even altar time. Altar call time. See, God will help you if you want to be helped. So I crawled to the front. They must have knew what was going on. They prayed for me. And it said, either he's just nuts, whatever it is, we're going to cover for him. Amen? But God knew, and they prayed for me. Amen? Then I got embarrassed. I said, I can't believe that just happened to me. I ain't never going back there again. Amen? And so I said, that's just it. And I said, hey, I want to be popular. You ever been there? See, people wonder why you don't get caught. Well, I don't get caught up in stupid stuff. I figured all that stuff out before. These are all the things that I want to accomplish. You know, just want to do it myself because God ain't going to do it for me. I'm going to have to do it myself. You know, and I sat up in my room, and I was in my room, and I was sitting there talking to myself. You know, sitting up and praying, and I said, "Power." Somebody say, "Power." And I looked at on the top table, and there was a couple on the table. And I said, and I prayed, cup move to the other side of the table. No, I'm serious. Cup move to the other side of the table. And I watched it. I said, see, there it is. That cup ain't go nowhere. Then I said, watch this. Then I walked over there and took the cup myself. Somebody say, myself.
Myself.
And put the cup to the other table. I say, see, now I can move the cup. Who's got the power? So I moved the cup and I said, now that's how you get things done. If you want something done, you got to do it yourself. I said, that's the way it is. That's the way it works. You got to, somebody say, do it yourself. Wow. So I got, and I just said, you know, I was a big nerd. Somebody say nerd. Pentecostal nerd. It's, you know, we had black people in my school, you know, bad enough. It was just one of the only ones in there, you know, and then had to be Pentecostal on top of that. You just done for, you know, they tell me, I'm so sick of hearing about your church. You go through it. I went through it in school. Can't you talk about anything else but your church? Guess what happened in church? I'm sick of hearing about your church. So I got up to the point and I said, listen, I want to be, I'm going, y'all, if y'all want to go, just leave an offering and roll. Somebody say amen. Amen. And I said, listen, I said several things I want to accomplish. I want to look good. I want to be popular. I don't want to go to church. And I'm through with the whole thing. And I want to cuss. There were several things I set up that I want to do, and I want to do it good. So I said, you know what? We could bear it. They said the TV was the one-eyed monster. And I said, it's going to start right now. And I flipped that TV to MTV.
And it was playing, I wear my sunglasses at night. So I, you know, had my backup music. Sitting there all by myself. You know I was a sick puppy. So I'm sitting up there all by myself, you know, going through all this stuff. And I said, now I got, I'm planning my stuff out. Somebody say, I'm going to do it my way. I got the power. I got the power. There's one of those other songs. I was like, y'all remember that song? You remember that song? And so I go to school the next day. You know, they just expect me to come up, tell it happened in church. I walked up and I said, and they walked up and said, I don't want to hear what's happening in church. And I didn't say anything would happen in church. I said, well, a blinkety blink you. You know, just do it my own way. They thought I went crazy. Somebody say, snap.
Snap.
I mean, you ain't never backslid so fast as I, don't y'all go backslide. You know, thank God you got back, but you ain't never seen nobody backslid like I backslid. Scared my mother half out of her mind because I was leading them to Jesus. I was one full of the Holy Ghost. It was Friday night. We used to go to church on Friday night. Sister Jones here to pick you up to go to church. You tell Sister Jones.
Oh, no.
Somebody say, snap.
Snap.
Because Jesus wasn't doing it for me. I had to do it myself. I tell you what, I went from the school nerd to Mr. It. Somebody say, hallelujah. I got my money. Y'all remember Willie G? What's not Willie G, but Willie George clothes was in that black designer. You know, had all that money. I went down there and got my clothes. You know, Guess was in. I hooked my, y'all, I was bad. We had merry-go-round. Y'all remember merry-go-round? That was a hip store back then. I went down to merry-go-round, bought myself about $500 worth of clothes. That Pentecostal stuff was gone. I'm going to look like Michael Jackson, all this other stuff. Somebody say, I hooked my hair up, still got it going on. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I bleached it, got my new thing. Somebody said, it. And I said, I'm going to run for president of my school. Ran for president and won. I said, you know why? Because I did it myself. And I really went on for about maybe 1 to 2 years or so, all the way to, you know, I got sophomore. I did remember around, it was my junior year or something like that, high school. Ran for president, I was doing that. You ever seen Risky Business? Got written up in the paper. I tore up the community center. When I won president, we had the biggest party you ever seen. They ripped the community center. I still owe they say I paid it, but I didn't. It was Columbia. They tore that. I mean, they ripped the bathroom stalls out. It was a party. I won. Amen. I figured out we could make money. We were high school, and I had myself a paid keg party, you know, because I was going to be president. Everybody showed up. How many of you had a high school party where you had about 500-600 people show up for it? I was popular. And I wasn't dumb. You had to come in that party, you were giving $5. You know, we were up there counting the money. It's easy to take offerings, you know. you know how hard it is to sit up here, we take these offerings, we see that thing come out. Now, if I had a keg in here and was charging at the door, I was up there with my Jewish best friend. You ever heard of Litton Corporation? Uh-huh. The vice president of Litton Corporation, his son was my best friend, Craig Efrain. You know, we crashed the caddy and all this stuff. Well, anyhow, so Craig and I were up there. You know, when you want to make money, you got to have yourself a Jewish friend. Amen. He was my campaign manager. They were down. We were upstairs counting the money from this party. We'd have made it. We were up there counting the money. All of a sudden, we heard all the ruckus. They say they're fighting. And they got in this big fight down there. I went down there. They had pulled the bathroom stalls out of the wall, ripped the sink off. Water was squirting everywhere. They trashed the place. Tore the place up. We couldn't. Y'all remember EU Freeze? Y'all ever heard a band called EU Freeze? It was like an East Coast band, kind of like Run DMC. Well, they had a thing going on at the college. EU Freeze was playing at the college, and them boys got to fighting down there, and their fight started first. So they were all stuck down in Columbia. We weren't used to fighting. Now they're fighting at my party, but they were fighting at EU Freeze first, so we didn't get no police. So we just ran upstairs and locked the door, and they tore the place up. This went on. So I'm sitting up there, things just going great. Everything I put myself to do, you know I did it. I said, hey, I want to be a star. I'm going to learn to dance. 6 months later, y'all wouldn't believe it. I was in tights. I got pictures to prove it. I tell you what, the devil will let you do what you want to do. My mother would just cry. She said, what is this man up to now? Oh, God, Mildred, he's there. Got into plays, got into drama. I was on my way to New York. We were going to be a star. And if you're going to be a star, you got to learn to dance. Got written up in the, you know, written up. Everything was just going great. I was just rolling and just happy, carrying on. You couldn't, I mean, my mother tried to have a deliverance service for me. I was so far gone. You ever remember Women's Aglow? She thought she going to pray for me. I was in, hanging out all night long, in there in the bedroom, just been out, carrying on. Now, y'all really carry on now. I wasn't that far gone. Amen. But for what I would call carrying on. And one Saturday morning, my mom comes in the room with these old battle axes. Amen. And you could, you know, I'm sitting up there, you know, headache. And they come marching up the stairs, you know. Brought all these women in the house. Next thing I knew, they were around my bed. It came in my room and around my bed. Jesus, deliver them. Come out, come out, come out. And you know, when you wake up first thing in the morning, you don't want nobody. I carried on. I jumped up in my drawers. And I was going, and then that just got them going more. Devil, Satan, Satan. I was just mad these people were in my room. I was just mad they were in my room. They were really casting me out by that point because wasn't no man in their right mind going to be up there fighting a bunch of women there in his underwear. So it just went on and went on and went on. So it said, my way. Until, you know, several things really happened. I got out there. I remember one night, you know, as I was thinking about all the awesome stuff that was happening, I really had some stuff going on, y'all. You know, things that, you know, that I wanted to accomplish. I was accomplishing those things and had got accepted into my career, didn't have to pay nothing. Amazing. Here at Carnegie Mellon School of the Arts, Carnegie Mellon. On my way to Carnegie Mellon, amen. Couldn't sing a note, couldn't dance a note, but I had my scholarship. All right. Doing all this other stuff. And one night I was in my room, you know, and I knew, trying to say there wasn't a God, you know, because I had been there and nothing happened for me. I didn't believe in God. By the way, when I went to prom, I took a Jewish girl to the prom. And, you know, and I was just wild. I didn't believe in God, you know. I tried to say I didn't believe in God because I had been there and done that, you know. And just so happened that the Jewish girl that I took to prom had come up to me later on and said, hey, I heard about Jesus. Would you tell me about Jesus? Oh, I don't believe that no more. She had to find somebody else. You know that? That's how far gone I was. Until one night I was down in my room. Some of y'all knew this story, didn't you? I was down in my room one night. Same night I saw Jesus. Not the same night, but the same room I saw Jesus in. I was down in my room. And I was laying on my bed. And all of a sudden I heard this deep breathing in my room. I said, what's going on? You know? Laying on the bed, and all of a sudden, this all evil presence had come in the room. I'm serious as a heart attack. And it was the devil. How many of y'all might not believe in the devil? The devil came in the room and said, all right. I'm serious. The devil came in the room and said, that's all right. That's it. You had fun, but that's it. I don't want to hang with you no more. You are boring. I'm serious. He said, and I said, well, what am I going to do now? Let me call Jesus. Didn't believe in Jesus all along. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. And I thought, well, I'm going to go back. I'm going to call them Kojic people again. Got on the phone, called the youth pastor of the church, trying to tell them, hey, the devil's in my room. Help! Trevor's trying to kill me. I'm serious. And the man held, the man must have set the phone on the table and went to sleep or something. And the devil said, okay, here we go. You're going to die. You're going to die. And in case it's not, you know, we ain't going to discuss that. You're going to go. But we're going to have a little talk about how you're going to go. Because you like to do things real big. And we're going to figure out which way you're going to go out. It's going to be a big bang. And I went through with the devil. No, just how are we going to work this thing out? No, I don't want to go that way. I don't want to go this way. Devil says, oh, no, it's got to be big. It's got to be big. And then I had to figure out, you know what? There's a God, and I don't have to die. I don't have to die. There's a God. I started to rebuke that thing in Jesus' name. And said, I couldn't get up out of the bed. I couldn't call for help, couldn't do nothing. But I just rebuked that spirit myself. You, pastor, wouldn't come to the phone. I didn't go back to that church. Wouldn't come to the phone. I'm sitting there, the devil trying to kill me. He put the phone on the other side, you know, just. But God delivered me that night. I'm going to say, praise God. And you know what I figured out? You know what? How it is with the devil? The devil said, listen, this is one lesson that I learned. You know, the devil puts a little bit of truth in certain things, even though he is a liar. And one statement that he really said, and this is why I'm getting to this, he said, listen, he said, I don't want you no more. And you already turned your back on God. He don't want you neither. And there ain't nowhere else to go. You know what? There's some revelation. There's some truth to that. We think that there's an in-between. There is nowhere else to go. Thank God there was someplace to go with God.
Amen.
We think, you know, if I had felt it out this way, I thought I was safe, that it's the God's will, the devil's will, and my will. I thought that, well, if the devil don't want me, I just go my own way. Oh, no. I want to say something else. Oh, no. There is no your way. There is no your way. Are you going to serve God or are you going to serve the devil? And there are a lot of people that are calling themselves saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and all they do is satisfy what they want, even religiously, and what they want to do, their direction and their way. There is none of our way. There's all God's way. It's total obedience. Somebody say hallelujah. Total obedience to Jesus. Total obedience to Jesus. Don't get to the point to where the devil gets in your face. Says, I don't want you no more, and there's nowhere else to go. There's a way which seems right to men, but the end leads only to death. But the gift of God is eternal life. If we listen to it and start to obey it, we get to live and get to have life more abundantly. And all God wants to do is bless us.
Amen.
Some say amen.
Amen.
And if it delights the Father to bless us, it ticks him off when we don't let him.
Mm-hmm.
So if it gives the Father pleasure, if God has pleasure in the prosperity of his people,
yes,
then if we get him to the point to where he can't prosper us, he can't bless us because we're so stuck in our way wanting to do our other stuff, it's directly the opposite. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It says it's either blessing or curses, life or death. Choose ye this day whom you'll serve. If you're going to serve God, you're going to serve God with a heart of obedience. It's always yes.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Even in things we don't understand. And that thing you don't understand is the thing that's going to bring you blessing. Thing you can't figure out, it'll bring you blessing. If you just get to the point to where you say, listen, I just want to follow the heart of God. All those other people that are doing stuff their way, they'll fall away. There are a lot of people that are calling the shots. There are a lot of saints calling the shots. That's how we got this Christian business. I'll do this, but I got to have this. To say hirelings and all this other stuff. Doesn't matter what God said. That doesn't have anything to do with it. That stuff is coming to an end. Amen?
Amen.
Doesn't matter what's wrapped up in it.
Amen.
Why am I doing this? Not because what I get out of it. Why am I doing it? Because he said it.
Amen.
No choice. And if he said it, he's trying to bless me. So as I do the thing I don't understand with complete obedience, that's where life is. And God will find a way to bless you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
There's blessing in that obedience. So don't be afraid to step out and do something, even in this season. Don't be afraid to believe God, trust God, and say yes and do something crazy or do something that people might call stupid. Amen. God will turn it around for your good.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm still, I believe, y'all really believe that? I believe I'm more blessed than everybody in here. And that ain't just an act of faith. I really believe it. Ain't nobody in here got a better life than me. Glory to God. And you can believe the same thing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. People worried about being jealous. I ain't jealous of nobody. Amen. I got a good thing going on. God is there and it can
Amen.
Only get better. Amen.
Right.
I'm going to say hallelujah. Woo, I feel good about that. Amen. You know what the biggest blessing is? The biggest blessing is being able to see the blessing in obeying God.
Amen.
That's the greatest blessing, when you find out what value it is to turn your life to Jesus and living without fear and living in perfect obedience to the Holy Ghost. Miracles happen. Everybody say, I want to see mighty works.
Mighty works.
And those mighty works, will come. When I do,
what my
spirit
by the Holy Spirit
leads me to do.
Hallelujah.
You'll do dumb stuff.
Amen.
Tell you straight up, you'll do dumb stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Only dummies don't do dumb things.
Amen.
Only dummies don't do dumb things. Amen. You'll do dumb things. You'll do foolish things. Glory to God, because the wisdom of God is foolishness to man. Amen?
Amen?
But as you step out there to be obedient to the Holy Ghost, the miracle of God will start to manifest in your life.
Amen.
And I know there's some people out here tonight, amen, even in this room tonight, the voice of God's been speaking to you. Amen? You've been dancing around the Word. Amen? Dancing around the Word, and as long as you hear it, you think everything's okay. All day long, I've called out to a disobedient and stiff-necked people. But you're not going to be stiff-necked. Amen? You know what stiff-necked means? God's trying to change their eyesight. You know, that's what he called the Jews, stiff-necked people, because they were so set on their way. No. And God's trying to just turn you a little bit. At least turn your face. You know, over here is the blessing.
Amen.
But we can only get stuck with what we see. Someone say amen? Isn't it good? Amen. My girl, hang it!
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be pliable. Why don't you stand up? Thank you for letting me keep you late. Glory to God. So say, I can.
I can.
Be led by the Spirit
of the Holy Ghost.
There is a God.
He cares
about me.
He cares.
He's real.
And he tells me
what to do. And when I do what he tells me to do,
great things happen. Hallelujah.
Say, it's not a stupid thought. It's an opportunity to be blessed.
To be blessed. Glory to God.
God say he's already turned some stuff. He's already given you the answer. Amen?
Amen.
You just won't do it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But you know what? I want to encourage you right now, even if it appears that we may be missing it, the word of the Lord also says that you'll be blessed and you'll be green and overflowing. So you're going to come into this revelation. You're going to walk it through. Don't you fear. something's going to happen in your life to cause you to obey God and believe God more.
Amen.
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 Say, Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Help.
Help.
My.
My.
Unbelief.
Unbelief.
Therefore, it's taken care of.
Amen.
So we always get mad. You know, don't get all beat up when we find stuff that God has to work on in us. Say, well, I guess it's all messed up. You're going to have to fix it. What caused me to love God more in my life is realizing I didn't love him enough.
Amen.
And couldn't.
Amen.
I don't love you. Help me too. That's honesty. Just ask God and he'll do it. I don't obey you the way I should. God, help me. But if you help me, I will. Amen. You just ask for God's help and he'll create ways and he'll do things to get you to do what he wants you to do.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Stretch out holy hands. I believe God.
I believe God.
I trust God.
I trust God.
Therefore,
I'll see
the manifestation
of God
in my life. God's knocking at your door. God's knocking at your door. God's trying to show up in some situations, but obedience causes it to causes him show up. God's trying to show up in situations, and many times we just slam that door. God's trying to show up. Don't be afraid. Watch it happen. Father, we love you. We praise you. We give you the glory. And Father God, we believe you for great and mighty things. These are the people that you love. These are the people that you care about. These are the people that you've called. Father, we need you right now in the name of Jesus. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Don't allow disobedience to stop the miracle of God. Father God, if we don't obey you, people won't get healed. Father God, if we don't obey you, people won't get delivered. Father God, we need a miracle. What do we need to do, Father God? What obedient step? Oh, Father, yes, yes, yes. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank God for that. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we just start to obey God. Things will start to happen. Things will start to happen as we just start to obey God, even though we don't understand it. Everybody repent for disobedience. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, help, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, I repent right now for that 9 to 12 in Jesus' name. Even though I don't understand it, Father God, what I understand is completely different what I would do. But if that's what you said, Father God, that's what will happen and that's what we'll do. Even the time when it seems that we need us the most, I can't do anything. That's why nothing gets done. But you can do everything. You can do everything. You can do everything, God. The only thing I can do is what you tell me to. So, Father God, as I do what you lead me and tell me to do, Father God, may that same spirit of obedience flow throughout the house that we might be able to see the provision and power of God manifest. Kelly might receive her healing and her deliverance. That those that are believing you for supernatural breakthrough financially, Father God, that they'll start to get that. Everybody just start to pray against the spirit of disobedience that holds back the miracle of God. There are people in here that need your miracle, Father God, that need your provision, Father God, and I don't want to hinder their miracle. Let it flow, Father. Let it flow in Jesus' name. Father, just pray right now that you would just start to move in that spirit right now, Father God, on Kelly. healer, Jesus. Please, God. Do something, Jesus. God, you want a healer. You just need people that will obey you. That's all you need, Father God. If we would just simply obey you, you'll do some things. We'll be that transfer, Father God. Obedience is a transfer of power from heaven to earth. If you need the power of God to show up in any area, there's an area of obedience, and that obedience will be how the power of God will get to that area of need. Those that obey God will be blessed with the manifestation of God. Therefore, this house, this church, must be an obedient church to the will of God so that God's power will get to our community. We don't want to be hard-headed, God. We don't want to be hard-headed or stiff-necked. We want to be obedient and pliable to your will. We submit to you, Jesus. We humble ourselves to your direction. You can have our life. Do whatever you want to do with it. You know what's best. And right now we need to pray for our president in the name of Jesus. I'm not turning Republican. He's not asking me to, but just pray anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't even go there. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. But we do need to pray for the president right now. Pray for the president's life right now in the name of Jesus. Just pray for the president's life. Pray for the president's life right now in the name of Jesus. God revealed to me. Pray for the president's life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever he is right now in the name of Jesus, we curse any spirit that would seek to harm or destroy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Bring in the new stala bahasara yushara mahani yosabahai. Ekomo osana atani yichikala vufsanahai. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray, church. Holy Spirit revealed to me that the devil's going to try something. I told Brother Jesse, I said, something's going to happen in this area. There's going to be an attack in this area. And right in about a week, then right after all this other stuff, do you remember me telling you that? Then all of a sudden on the TV, all we've been hearing this week that they're expecting another terrorist attack. That they're expecting another terrorist attack. We need to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We have to leave it alone, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's get busy with obedience. God wants to do something. God wants to do something. God wants to do something. And he wants to do it through you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The spirit of anointing. And as a disobedient, drop like flies. Glory to God, the obedient of the land will flourish. 3 years. Watch it happen. Judgment begins in the house of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, get your heart right, get your spirit right. And I'm not talking to anybody in this house, but get your heart right, get your spirit right. But there's some people that run their mouth too much. And I'm not talking about here in this house, but God revealed to me in 3 years they'll be dropping. Not in 3 years, within 3 years, those that don't honor the anointing of God, the reverence of God, they've gone too far, they'll be dying. 3 years of vengeance. 3 years of vengeance. Glory to God. 3 years of vengeance. Thank you, Jesus. So therefore, don't worry about people that run you down. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them. You just shut up and keep your peace. Amen. Love God and bless. Watch what happens. Glory to God. I've seen it before. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Amen. And they'll die at the spot of offense. Glory to God. We better leave it alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, we got to walk in that same light and keep our heart right and keep our heart pure. Don't carry even people that did you wrong. Get rid of it. Forget about them. Amen. Stay right. Stay up under the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Run from them. Glory to God. Not in fear. Just stay out of it. Glory to God. God's about to move there. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. That spirit of disobedience and rebellion. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.